Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you're wondering where my wife is this morning, she's up in the airplane, flying from Cleveland back here to Washington. Some of you know that I have a daughter that's going to be getting married in March the 29th. And so it's getting closer. And so Marilyn will be taking more trips back east to help my daughter out and things like that. But, you know, she's really looking forward to coming home. She could have stayed a little bit longer. She said, no, I need to come home. I need to be with my own family. She does not like to miss church here. Even when we're going out on the road, she just doesn't like it. Let me pray before I get started. Father, thank you for this time. It's your time. And Father, so good about that is that you make the days. And every day that you make is perfect. Whether we realize it or not, it's perfect. Because you don't make anything bad at all. Father, I thank you for each and every person here today because they're here because of you. They woke up this morning. They got their clothes on. They drove here. Some of them slid here. But Father, they're here because of you. So Lord, you open their hearts, you open their eyes, and you open their minds to hear what you want them to hear to receive today. Because they are your children. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You know, it's something to be able to speak before you this morning. You know, we've been here a full year, me and my wife, as a part of this body. And we're currently going through the membership class to learn just the structure and things that need to be learned if you're going to be a member of this body. I suggest that you that have been here for a long time, you need to go through the membership class. I know some of you think you're above that, but you're not. I like to use myself as an example, a man that died, went to heaven, and came back. And if you look at me, I have really been submissive to the leadership of this church and the things that they want done. So if I can go through all that and come back and be submissive, unless you go, you understand what I'm saying? And he tells you something else, you need to go to membership class. I'm just putting that out there. That must have been from God because I didn't mean to start off like that. Some of you need to hear that this morning. You that don't know me, not too long ago, May of 2006, I had an encounter where my heart stopped for an hour and 45 minutes, and during that time I spent it with our Lord and Jesus Christ and the Father. I put that on CD, and it's in the bookstores. I give it away free. Me and Marilyn give it away free, so you can go in the bookstore and ask for it, and they'll give you a free copy. I'm not going to be covering that testimony, but that testimony, which is really Jesus Christ's testimony. People always say, your testimony. It's his testimony of what he can do. You guys hear what I just said? Because, see, we take credit for something that he has done, and it's really his. Your testimony is his testimony. See, the only reason that you're here is because of him. And the only reason he's done what he's done is because he loves you so much. And he wants you to share your testimony. You guys know that. I'm a testimony person. Tell your testimony. Tell your testimony. Tell your testimony to somebody of what God has done in your life and how he has changed you. Because you couldn't do it. No. How many of you tried to do it every New Year's Day? You understand what I mean? But you couldn't do it. But when you surrendered to him, when you gave it to him, he said, okay, I can do it for you. Woo! That's good news, ain't it? That's what Jesus Christ came to do, is to give us good news. And every time we walk, we're showing people that he's still doing what he said he would do. Praise God. But me and Marilyn get to go out and we get to share to a lot of communities. You know, and I'm going to give a little update because you're my family and some of you want to know this and some of you, I don't know if you want to know it or not, but I'm going to tell you anyway, okay? But me and Marilyn have been able to go out in the last few months. You know, the last time I spoke here was leadership night and on God's government. I recommend you guys that don't know anything about God's government that you go to the bookstore and grab that CD too, not because I'm speaking, but because it's the truth. Okay, and it will set you free, you know. But We've kind of like developed a name through Trish. You know, Trish and Victor's helped me very much put the ministry together, and they've given me their bylaws and all that stuff. And Trish has even typed up a lot of stuff for me. So they've helped us with the ministry. And she thought a better name, instead of calling it Dean and Marilyn Braxton's Ministries, to call it Dean, I'd call it Braxton International Ministries. So that's what we're going under right now, is Braxton International Ministries. And the reason for that is because I've been asked to leave this country a lot in the last few months, to go to a lot of different places. And this year, we are planning to go to Peru, South America, Ghana, Africa, and Uganda, Africa. And those are just three places that we're planning on going. We've been asked to go a lot more places, but those are the ones that the Lord has led on our hearts. So you'll see me gone probably more than Marilyn, because she's not going on two of these trips, but one she is going to go on. And we're going to be ministering in other countries. This year in the United States, we've been taking trips in the last 4 months all over the place, and we've counted about 24 churches and groups in the last 4 months that we've been to. A lot of times you see us here on a Sunday or a Wednesday, but a lot of the services we do sometimes on Fridays and Saturdays. And sometimes we don't get home until 2 o'clock in the morning, but we're still here on Sunday morning, you guys. This is our home church. I'm just letting you know that. You know, I think of this morning how many people wish it would have snowed so they had an excuse not to come. Some of you know what I'm talking about, huh? You know, oh, it looked like it's snowing. You know how we are here in Seattle. A little bit of snow, we're going to say no, no, no. You know? So, you know, we've been able to give about over 5,500 CDs in the last year and 2 months to people all over the place where we go, because we give our stuff away. And, you know, we put on there permission granted to copy and record if shared with others. So we don't know how many's gone out there. Aaron can tell you, I got an email back from someone in Cairo, Egypt. Ain't that right, Aaron? That emailed me with questions about the testimony. So it's going all around the world. Now, I say that not to brag. I say that so that you that have testimonies, you could do the exact same thing with your testimony. God wants to get your word, what he's done in your life, out there also. You know, and it's not very hard these days. You can buy a little recorder. Pastor John uses it in his Sunday school. And then you can plug it up to the computer, download it on a CD, and start handing them out. Oh, there goes the excuses, ain't it, guys? You know. So God is really blessed. You know, one of the things that I've been blessed to do is sit down with Pastor Jan and Pastor John on Tuesdays and go through the testimony. They've asked tons of questions, opened up many of doors, and we've gone down many of glorious paths together, you know, and discovered a lot of things that God is doing and is going to do in his kingdom. And one of the things that I've been led to do is to take the testimony literally and put it down in more detail and then put scripture to everything that I say. You know, and I've been working on that pretty hard in the last month. And I won't say I'm surprised to see how much is scriptural. You know, even the things that you guys think are way out there, they're in the Word of God. He ain't hiding nothing from us, you guys. We have to search sometimes and dig a little bit, but he ain't hiding nothing. Some of you think, oh, no, no, you just got to take time to read and pray. That's what you need to do. So they're going to sit down. I've got mostly everything down. They're going to sit down starting in 2 weeks, and we're going through everything that I say and make sure that the scriptures match up with what I'm saying. Whoa! Now, let me tell you why I'm getting excited about that. Lots of people have these type of experiences where they leave their body or they die and they go to heaven. But very few have I found out that lines it up with the Word of God. You know, and I go many of places where I could just give my experience and people would believe me. And I don't have to back it up with the Word of God at all. That's sad, people. That's sad. Amen. Everything is washed through the Word of God. Amen. And if I was to come back and do exactly like everybody else is doing that I see that they're doing out there, I'd be just like them. But I know what I know that I know, that it goes through the Word of God. Now, if I'm saying that for myself, I'm saying I'm leaving no excuses for you either. Your word has it. If you don't know it, it's because you ain't what? It's up to you to read it, to search it out. See, God has given us the Holy Spirit. He said in John, the 16th chapter, the 13th verse, that he gave the Holy Spirit of truth. And he will teach us all things, guide us into all things. Now, if you're born again, know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit within you, you have a teacher within you. Whew. Praise the Lord. Just a little bit more updates, and then I'm going to get into what God wants me to share with my family. We have a book coming out. I got someone proofreading it right now. Our goal is also to give that away. We have it coming out in English, Spanish, and also Arabic. People are stepping to the plate and translating it for me. God knows what he's doing, you guys. So I share that with you, and I want to just thank you for praying for me and Marilyn. You know, we need your prayers. We need your prayers. We go into some places that no one else goes. White Salmon, Washington. You know where White Salmon, Washington is, you guys? See, we go where he says go. You know, it's down on the Columbia River on this side in Washington, but you have to go over in Oregon to get over this side. I'm just telling you. All right? But we go where he tells us to go, and I don't usually turn down anything that anyone asks us to go to, because he knows who he sent me back to talk to. You know, some people say, well, you're special. I always, when you say that to me, you're special to come back, I don't think you really realize what you just said. You know, you kind of make this world better than that world, and it's not that way. I'm sorry to tell you, this world is not better than heaven. It's just not. It's just not. Okay? So I'm not saying you're putting a curse on me or anything like that. But I'm just letting you know, I'm glad you're glad I'm here. But maybe you need just to say, I'm glad you're just back. All right? don't, you know, think I'm lucky because I came back. You know, that type of thing. A couple of things I'm going to do, and we're getting right into this. You know, when I was there, my father, Jesus Christ, the Lord downloaded 8 things that he said was going to happen to take place to signal the end of the age. I've gone over these with Pastor John and Pastor Jan before, but I don't think I've ever really shared it in this church before. Shared it in other places. And I'm going to go through those 8 things, but there's one on here that's really standing out today that I need to really emphasize on. And here are the 8. Every nation is here for the purpose of God. And they're not in any order. It's not like this is the most important or that's the most important. This is just what he downloaded inside of me. Every nation is here for the purpose of God. Kings and queens, or what you call presidents and prime ministers, are all put in power for the purpose of God. More every day, sons and daughters of God will be placed in rulership of nations for the purpose of God. Raising people from the dead will be common in the last days of the age. God is not working through one person, but through his sons and daughters in this present age. Stop people from chasing man, but have them follow God. The good news of the gospel, the good news of God is not for sale. He is going to stop the selling of it by having more give what they know away. Freely it has been given, and freely they must give. That which is evil will look good even to the sons and daughters of God. The sons and daughters of God will grow in prayer in that time, and new eyes will open, spiritual eyes. They will see from their heart. Visual reception will increase in all areas of the world. You know, coming here and thinking, Lord, this is my home church. These people I know, I fellowship with them. I hug them. I love hugging you guys. I love not passing by one of you. You know, I love recognizing you because that's how much he recognizes you. You know, I pray for you often, many of you by name, but as a corporate body, just by being a part of this church. So my heart today is to share something that I really believe would free you up, will bring a new insight into your life as brothers and sisters in the Lord. That's what my heart is all about today. Like I said, I believe I was sent back for certain people, not because I'm special. I'm special in his eyes, you guys. And that's what counts to me. I don't have to get up here and perform. I don't have to do anything to try to get anybody to like me due to the fact that I know who got me in. See? And so I don't have to dance. I don't have to shout. I don't have to scream for you. I don't have to do any of that because, really, it was him that got me in. Not anybody else. Not even myself in the sense of not my works. A lot of times we take credit for works that he has done through us. And we say there are works. It's really him doing it through us. You read your word. It's him doing it through you. You know, you really couldn't do nothing without him. Whoa. Some of you got to hear that, don't you? Okay. But the bottom line is that I know this. I was sent back to people because they're special. And he loves them so much. That's why. So I have to look at it in the sense, if I'm a servant, and I'm truly am a servant for the Lord. Now, that's no different than you. You're here for that reason also. Many of you don't realize it. You think you got to move up in a position to have servants. But really, you have to move low so that you'll be a server. Whoa. See, the kingdom of God is really a triangular going down, not up. And we tried to had it go the other way. That's the devil's kingdom. Oh. Grab it. So I became more of a server to people here. And I know that. I know I'm to serve as many people as I can, to help as many as people as I can, to sacrifice. And it ain't a sacrifice no longer, because the only thing that I'm doing is doing what my Father wants me to do. What more could I want? What am I sacrificing? I'm gaining everything. I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm doing what he wants me to do. So the people here, the people that I come in contact with, yourselves, you're special. God loves you so much that he raised a man from the dead to tell you that. That's what he did. You're special. Not me, in the sense of that type of special. I'm special to my Father, but you're special to him. When I was there, I saw the love of God. I saw it. I saw the love of the Father for you. I saw it. I saw it. I didn't have to imagine it. I didn't have to hope it. I saw it. I remember looking into his eyes, and I remember someone asked me not too long ago how big his eyes were, and I said, I don't know how many universes you could put in it. We're always concerned with that. But in those eyes was the love that he had for every human being on this planet. And his Bible says that in John 3:16. We kind of go over that real quick. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But the reality of it is, that's real. That's truth. It should excite you today as much as it did when you first heard it. Because it's his love for you. He still loves you. And I saw that. I think about, I tell people a lot of times that there was no number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Everybody was number one in his eyes. Still here. The same thing happens here. You're number one in his eyes. You're not number 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't have to wait in line. Oh, praise God. Some of you think that you're waiting in line for your blessing. And he's saying, no, you're right up front. I'm ready to give it to you. Just open your arms and I'll give it to you in the name of Jesus. Think about that. You're not, and you say, well, I can't comprehend that. Don't try. There's many of things that's going on in God's kingdom that you're not going to comprehend with your own mind. Stop trying. Just accept. Your spirit will sooner or later by the Holy Spirit teach you, well, that's what it is. I'm just telling you that right now. People ask me, how big is God? I'd stop trying to tell them because I can't grasp it in this brain. And it really doesn't matter how big he is. It matters that he's God. Whoa, grab that. Hold on to that. He's God. He can do it. I was listening to someone the other day, me and Pastor John's Bible study. He does a Friday night Bible study, and I'm in that group. And the person was talking about all these situations, and I remember it seemed so impossible. And I said, praise the Lord, only God can fix it then. Ain't that good news? And when he fixes it, it fixes it right. When we try to fix up it, we always mess it up, and it falls apart. But when he fixes it, it fixes it right. So if you got a problem out there that only God can fix, you should be shouting and jumping and hollering right now. Because guess what? He going to fix it for you. He going to take care of it. And he's going to take care of it right. That's how much he loves you. You're very valuable to him. The Bible tells us that. I can remember saying to people that every time you breathe in air, he says, I love you. Every time you breathe in air, he says, I love you. The air is only here for you. You guys got to get that. The air is only here for you so that you can breathe it in. And he says, I love you. See, when he breathed into Adam life, that's when that air started. And it hasn't stopped. So every time you breathe in, guess what, Billy Joe? He's saying, I love you, Billy Joe. I love you, Billy Joe. I love you, Billy Joe. Whoa! Some of you needed to hear that because you're always asking God to talk to you and he's talking to you every moment.
Praise the Lord.
I remember when I was there that the beings were singing and I got to talk about worship before the throne, before the choir here. And I talked about how the beings are the people that have been here on earth, but they're being everything that God created them to be. So the only thing I could say is being. I wish I had another word that was better, but that's the only English word I could use is being. But I remember, you know, the beings there would sing to the Father, and the Father would sing back to those beings. Ooh, he would sing back to them. And I just remember the song was such a song that was coming from him. And I remember the power of that song when it would come to each and every being. It was an individual love song for each and every being. I really believe myself when those times when you're really feeling the presence of the Lord, he's singing to you. He's singing to you a love song that's your love song. And someone else could be sitting right next to you, can't be feeling anything, but you're about to explode because he's singing to you. Praise the Lord. That's how much he loves you. And nothing. I remember seeing that those songs come from the Father to each and every being. And I remember the beings receiving them inside of their spirit. They didn't go through their head. They went right inside of them. And it filled those beings with his love that he had for them. And I remember thinking to myself, the power of love, how we play it down so much. And the power, you know, all of heaven's built on love, you guys. When you get there, just know that. It's all in love. That's why evil cannot go there. Hatred cannot go there. Jealousy cannot go there. It's all on love. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good news? But I remember seeing those beings being sung to and watching that love from the Father being coming down through those songs. And I remember nothing touched those songs. Nothing could get in the way of those songs. The power of those songs for each and every being was like, no, 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 you're not going to stop this from reaching my creation, period. And I thought about us here on earth when I meditated on that later on. I thought about us, how the love that God gives to us, whether we receive it or not, whether we realize it or not, he has given us love and nothing can stop it from reaching us. Amen. Nothing. We can deny it. We can reject it. But nothing can stop it from reaching us. Right. And you know what I'm talking about. There's been times in your own life when you rejected the love of God. But as soon as you turned around, there it was. You understand what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Nothing could do that. And I saw that when he was singing those songs. And I realized something. That we had a place there. And I've said this before. I've come to understand what place means. If you read in John, the 14th chapter, the first through the second verse, you read in my Father's house are many mansions in the New King James. It really means dwelling place. And if you go down a little bit farther, he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I really come to understand what that means to prepare a place for us. Some of us think of buildings and things like that. And literally, it's a place that no one else can take. It's our place. Again, I realized the love of God for us, that he made a place in heaven just for you and no one else can get into that place. No one else can fit that place. No one else can mimic that place. It's your place. This morning when Paula was praying and she was praying about our place here, and I thought, yes, coordination right there. Yes. We all have a place here that no one else can take either. Yes. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that. You were no accident. He just didn't accidentally one day said, okay, I'm just going to accidentally. Oh, Ted came around. Okay, that's an accident, but we're going to go work with him now. We're working with him. He didn't do that. He had a purpose from Ted from the day that he thought of Ted. You know? And he said, yeah, I'm going to put him on that earth. And he has a purpose. And he has a place. And no one can take it. Whoa! Some of you need to hear that because you need to understand how much you're worth to your Father. And even there, you have a place. As Jesus said, I went to prepare a place for you. and no one could take it. The word literally in the Greek means space. It means a space. There's a space there for you that no one else can take. I get excited about that. Because it, again, shows me how much he loves you. See, that's how important you are to him. That he literally has made a place for you. Some of you, that's out of your thinking because you don't think you're worthy. No, you're not. But because of what he has done, he has made you worthy. Just receive. Stop trying to figure it out. Just receive. Because he loves you that much. I understand something else that really blew my mind when I was there. This was thing that really got me. Was no one talked when I was there, because communication was always just looking at the other being and you just download what you boom, boom, boom. But the only time I saw the beings open their mouths was when they were singing. And it hit me. Everybody's voice has a place there. Everybody's voice has a place there. Not only do you have a place for who you are, your essence, your being, but your voice that he has given you, he has made a place just for your voice. And no one else can take it. It's your place. Hold on to that thought. Remember, your voice has a place. Your voice has a place. Your voice has a place. And no one else can take your voice's place. Remember when I said that when I died, I was moving very fast. And I tell people, as the body says, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:8. When you die, you go. No. When you die, you go. No. Let me tell you one more time. When you die, you go. I knew exactly where to go. Remember I told you that? You guys heard that before. You that are new, get the CDs, you'll hear all those pieces there. But just think about what I just said. How fast was that? That's faster than you can blink. By the time you get your eye back up, I'm there. If I was to die right now, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Right now, just keel over right here. Don't revive me, okay, Billy Joe? Don't come up here and do CPR on me. Don't do anything, please, don't do anything. Unless the Lord tells you audibly. Unless you hear the voice saying, Billy Joe, go ahead and do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on you. Okay? All right? Okay, but if he doesn't, just let me go. But just realize, I'm gone already. All right? I'm not there, really. I'm gone. And I was moving very fast. And I told some of you that when I was moving, the prayers that people were praying for me and others was moving faster than me. They were passing me up like I was standing still. No, no, no. You got to understand that, because that wasn't my prayers. That was your prayers. That was coming out of you. And those prayers were moving faster than I was moving. And how fast was I moving? The Bible says to be absent from the body, to be in the presence of the Lord. Before I could finish that statement, I would be there. And yet the prayers that you were praying would beat me there. You got to grab that. You have your voice has a place in heaven. Your prayers that you pray go faster than the dead can move to God. Grab those. Grab them now. Remember when I said that the prayers got there, what happened to them? They went into the Father. Your prayers literally became the Father, and your Father became your prayers. And he answers us with himself. And I said in Exodus, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse, God tells Moses, he says, I am who I am. Tell him I am. Has sent you. He is the answer to our prayers, period. No ands and buts about it. He is the answer to our prayers. See, some of us don't realize that anything that we see around us, he made. We made a crafted this bench, but he made the wood. We may have crafted this podium, but he made this plastic. You see? He is the answer to our prayers. Everything. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. You guys understand? We say those things all the time. He is the answer to our prayers. What was our prayers? What I knew about our prayers, I knew that they must come from the heart. They got to be heart prayers. He hears us the first time when we pray, if they're from our heart. You don't have to keep on reminding him because he already knows. Sometimes we think he's deaf and he doesn't hear us. I'm serious. And we got to keep on going back and back and back, or we don't think we said it the right way. Your heart's right, you said it the right way. Scripture says it. I think about when Daniel prayed, and when he prayed, I got the scripture here, and it talked about how the angel was sent as soon as he turned his heart and his understanding toward the Lord. Whoa! It's a heart thing. Our prayers cause movement in the kingdom of God. People ask me, well, if God has said that it's not your time, go back, why did Marilyn and others have to pray for you? Scripture says in Matthew, the 6th chapter, I want to say the 14th verse, it says that we're to pray. He says, the disciples said, well, how are we to pray? He said, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're to pray God's will down here, you guys. We're the link between his will being done here. We're to pray. We're to spend time in prayer. A lot of you don't think things are happening because you're not linking it up. You're the link. 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 I just want to say that to you. Yes, that takes time. But I'm going to tell you something. If you take time in prayer, you have more time to do a lot of other things. Because you spend more time worrying about the situation that you're in and trying to figure out how to take care of it. I tell brothers right now, go pray. Well, I said, go pray. No, well, go pray. Go pray. Because I know he's going to give you the answer. He's going to give you more wisdom than I can give you. He's going to tell you exactly what to do, what to say. Now you have to be obedient to do it, to get the results. But the good thing about it, even if you don't do it, he'll tell you how to fix the plan, fix what you messed up after you didn't do what he said the first time. Praise God. Our prayers, remember I said that Jesus was strategizing when he's up there. Our prayers move that strategy, you guys. God is moving because of the prayers that we pray. How I know that? Because Jesus told us what? That we are to pray what? Laborers into the fields. Because the fields are truly plentiful. They got a lot of people ripe for the kingdom of God. And we're to pray people in there. I always tell people, you don't know who's gone to heaven, who hasn't gone to heaven, because God always makes a person usually. I really believe he, until the last breath, he is speaking to that person. He will send people by that you never know. Chuck was telling me this morning, he led a person to the Lord this week, and that person died and went on to be with the Lord in glory. But he said, I don't know how to get a hold of the family and let them know that I've done this. I remember my wife many a time would have people accept Jesus Christ on their deathbed in those hospitals. And she never got a chance to tell anybody. But the Lord, because of prayers, is sending someone all the time. He don't give up on us like we do. He don't give up on us like we do. And many of you have had visitations, and I tell you this, you don't want nobody else to know it, from ones that you thought that didn't go to heaven, and all of a sudden you've seen them in glory. You guys know what I'm talking about, some of you out there. And you didn't know that they accepted Jesus Christ. When I got there, I didn't know my Aunt Barbara accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I thought Aunt Barbara would never make it into heaven. And if I was a judge, she probably wouldn't have. But she must have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior because she was there when I was there. She was greeting me in. She got to stay. I got to leave. I'm just letting you know. The Lord is always searching out. So our prayers do mean a lot when we pray. See, I don't know if we realize that we have the only God that hears prayers. Amen. Oh, no. Hear what I just said. There's a lot of religions around this world. But we have the only God that hears prayers. The only God. No other God but our God hears prayers. But we don't act that way. We act like everybody else's God's hearing and ours ain't. But he is, because he's alive. The Bible tells her that over and over and over again. Your voice has a place in heaven. Grab that. Your prayers mean something to God. Now here we get into it. That was all just a setup. That was a setup. Because when I was there, there was something that was happening that I have to share with this family here that's very important to me right now that you hear. And I believe my father. And that is, when I got there, when the beings opened their mouths, they were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in tongues. And every being had its own tongue or its own language. It wasn't a heavenly language that me and you would. It was your language was your language. My language was my language. I could understand your language. You could understand my language. But every being had its own language. And it was tongues, you guys. It was tongues. He loves us so much that he made a place for us. He made a place for our voice, and he gave us a language that's our language. And you could understand my language, I could understand your language, but it was your language. And it was used to praise him with. And it was tongues. It was tongues. I believe when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit here and you start speaking in tongues, God is giving you that language, and it's that language that's going to be with you for eternity. For eternity. It's a key to open up a whole lot. Today in our society, even in our charismatic churches and our Pentecostal churches, they say over 70% of the churches don't teach on tongues anymore and people don't pray in it anymore. It's gotten away from it. I had two friends, pastors, both of them pastors, that literally lost buildings because the people that had owned the buildings, had leased the buildings, didn't believe in tongues and didn't want them in it. Two of them. So we don't want to offend people, so we don't teach them about tongues anymore. We don't teach them about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And yet our pastor gets up here time after time and says the revelation knowledge that he is getting is because he spent time what? In tongues. And yet when I got there, what did I see? I saw all these beings and they would lift up their voices to the Lord and open their mouths. And yet it was their language that they were praising him with. Their language. Not somebody else's language. Their language. I've had people say, well, Dean, that doesn't go with anything in the Bible. The Bible says in Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, 8th verse, that tongues will cease. And when they first told me that, I said, wait a minute, I know what I experienced. I know what I saw. So what did I do? I went back to Pastor John and Pastor Jan. Went right up to him and said, Pastor, now, I was there and this is what I experienced. What do you think? And they said, well, you know, Pastor Jan, you know how he is. Well, you know that word really in the Greek doesn't mean cease. He said, you know that word in the Greek means, it means pause. You look it up. It's in there. It means pause. It doesn't mean quit. It means pause. And matter of fact, he told me it really doesn't mean pause like we think pause. It's taking a different direction. Whoa! Whoa! So, he's given you access to his kingdom through the Holy Spirit, and you praying in tongues. I believe, personally, as a counselor, if I get more people to pray in tongues in these Christian churches, there would be less counseling. Because you get your face down on the ground and you start speaking in your heavenly language. What happens to you? All of a sudden, something on the inside of you just rises up. The Bible says what? Build yourself up what? On the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. That's what the scriptures say. And you start doing that. You're going in there and all of a sudden you changed. Thought you were praying about your mama, John. You ain't praying about your mama. You're praying about yourself because you changed. all of a sudden you come out victorious. And you start marching. You start believing in things that you didn't think you could believe in before. Ain't that right, Rick? And you're saying, whoa, what's going on? But how many of you take time out to do that? I'm too busy. I don't got time to do that. Too many kids running around my house. You don't got time not to do it. The reason things are so chaotic in your world is because you have not gone into His world enough. Whoa.
Amen. Good word.
Because if you go into His world, guess what world you're going to bring back with you? His world is going to come back with you. Go into your offices and speak in tongues. And I don't mean be belligerent about it and out loud. I'm shouting about it. Just start underneath your breath and watch the atmosphere change in your office. You got problems there. People are not acting right. They're cursing around you and all that stuff. Start speaking in tongues. Watch what happens to the atmosphere. Because where the kingdom of God is, the devil's kingdom got to go. I remember I was in a job one time and everybody in the office used the F word every day. Not one time. You understand me? That was a period on every sentence. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm talking about. And yet God's atmosphere came into that office and all those people don't curse to this day. They stopped cursing, period. They found another word. And you know what got me? Cursing means curse, like curse. Where would cursing come from? It comes from the devil. See, God gives blessings. The devil gives curse. So it just stopped. Did I preach to them? Did I tell them? No. I just started speaking in tongues. And they stopped. They stopped, you guys. So when I was there, I saw these beings, and these beings were praising the Lord, and they were speaking in their own language. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, 2nd verse, you can go there. This is something that needs to be imprinted on your brain. I'm reading out a New King James Version. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. For no one understands him. However, the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. You're speaking unto the Father. See, I said something out of those eight things that I told you guys. I said one of them was this. That which is evil will look good even to the sons and daughters of God. Every time I say that one without finishing it, it brings sadness to me. Because so many of us right now have been deceived through our visual deception. The devil's got us looking at all kinds of things and believing all kinds of stuff. And we're being deceived. But he said this. The sons and daughters of God will grow in prayer. In that last days, in these last days, he said the sons and daughters of God will grow in prayer. Are you growing in prayer? Are you spending more time praying? Are you spending more time praying? Because he said the sons and daughters of God. Are you a son and daughter? Amen. If you're a son and daughter, you already know you need to spend more time praying. And he said this. And new eyes will open. Spiritual eyes. They will see from the heart. Many of you are not looking from your heart. You're looking through your feelings. You're looking through your reasoning. You're looking through everything else out there, but you're not looking through your heart. And the reason he said that they will look through their heart, because who's in the heart? If you're born again, you got Jesus Christ in your heart. You got the Holy Spirit in your heart. Who's going to help you to see it the best way it should be seen? Him. You're going to have to get rid of some of your own judgmental ways. You're going to have to get rid of your own reasoning. You're going to have to see it like he sees it. Yes. Because it is increasing in this world. Oh, you can witness to that. You can tell me that. I see it all the time. It's on the television. It's on the computers. You know? It's everywhere you can turn. Visual deception is increasing. And how many of us grab a picture and we believe it? Do you know what they could do with pitchers right now? You guys, do you know what they could do with pitchers? They can take any of your heads and put it on somebody else's body and cover it up and make it look like it was you. And some of us grab those pitchers and just believe them and run with them. I really believe it's a forewarning of what's going to happen to us Christians, those that believe Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. We're going to be accused of all kinds of stuff. And they're going to have all kinds of evidence that we did it. And it's all going to be visual deception. It is. So we shouldn't get caught up in that visual deception. We should not be adding to it at all. And the only way you're not going to add to it is to spend more time praying. And I'm not just saying praying just to be praying. I mean in tongues. The Bible tells us that if you pray in tongues, in that verse 4, this is what it says. Well, I'll read verse 2 and 4 together. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. This is what verse 4 says. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Do you hear what I'm saying? It builds you up. You need to be built up, people. You can't go to the next one which talks about prophecy unless you're built up to be able to do it. And some of you say, well, it ain't that important because prophecy is more important. No, what it's saying is build yourself up first. First, build yourself up. Become strong. So that you may be able to give a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or prophesy in the church. And be real. And don't be a false prophet. Whoa. I don't know how you can prophesy if you're not being built up in the Lord. Whatever wisdom you're giving out there ain't coming from Jesus. I'm telling you that right now. He wants you to know that tongues is unto God and helps you grow spiritually. The Bible tells us where to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So the Bible tells us men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. That's in 1 Timothy 2:8. Paul tells us to do that. Men are always ought to pray and not to lose heart. Jesus tells us to do that. If you go into Greek and look at each and every one of those prayers that I just talked about, they're the same prayers when he says praying in tongues. Oh, come on. You got to get excited like me. Because some of you are saying, I can't pray without ceasing all the time because I don't have all those words to say. And I'm saying if you're praying in tongues, you can do it. You can do it. It's the same words. Oh, I get excited. I'm sorry. Well, see, because I know what this means if you grab it. I know. See, this is your heavenly language. It's always going to be with you. It's never going to leave you. And when you get there, you're going to only speak that language. You're not even going to speak this English. Not even going to remember how to speak English. You're going to say, man, I don't know why I ever spoke that in the first place. I'm just telling you right now. I know that. So I'm excited because he's telling you right now to take that gift I've given you and use it here on earth. Because it'll move a whole bunch of stuff out of your way. Some of you are having a hard time with this and saying, what are you talking about these tongues? I don't speak in tongues. Well, this morning, we're going to give you an opportunity to come up here and get baptized by the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Scripture tells us that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your father, I mean unto your children, how much more will your heavenly father give unto you? He'll give you what you're asking for. We are told to pray in the Holy Spirit. Jude 20. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. I can go through this again and just tell you it's the Greek word again, the same Greek word as it is in tongues. You look it up. You study it. It's the same Greek word, you guys. He hasn't changed anything. It's leading back to speaking in tongues. And yet we're saying 70% of us charismatic Pentecostals don't want to do it anymore. Whoa. And And we wonder what's going on. See, they can take prayer out of the school. You guys hear what I just said? They can take it out of us, but they can't take it out of us. Stop using that excuse. Stop saying it's because they took prayer out of schools, that's why everything's going down. We still praying. Whether it's in this building or the next building, or it doesn't matter where it is, we can pray. Ted can go to schools and pray in tongues down those hallways anytime he wants to. Is anybody stopping you? Matter of fact, they probably say, what language you speaking there, Ted? What kind of language is that? You should be teaching that in foreign language class or something like that. That would be cool, wouldn't it? But do you hear what I'm saying? We don't have to stop praying at all. See, when you pray in tongues, there's three things that you do. You pray from the heart. Scriptures tell us that it comes from the heart. And remember earlier I said that God answers the prayers that come from the heart. Whoa. That would help some of you out. Then you won't have to figure out if your heart's in it or not. You just pray in tongues and your heart's in it. Okay? The Bible tells us that when you pray in tongues, you're praying God's will. The Bible tells us if we pray His will, then we have what we ask for. Now, if you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking unto God. That's what the Bible tells us. And it says that if you pray unto the Father and He hears you, you have the petition that you have requested. Whoa! You see what tongues does for us? And we want to put it aside and think it's not that big of a thing. And I'm not saying don't pray in your understanding and know what you're praying. I'm just saying when you get there, pray in tongues. Be honest with you. Paula, you tell me if I'm wrong. You pray in tongues a lot. Because you pray in tongues a lot, you can pray in your understanding. You have better expressions of how to pray because you pray in tongues. You can pray about things sometimes that come out of you when you're praying in your understanding. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because you have spent so much time praying in tongues that it's so easy it just flows out of you. Am I correct? This morning, Paula was talking about her place, and that was being over the prayer here. And she's telling people about come to prayer and what times to come to prayer. And Paula, this came to my mind when you were saying that. Now, I'm not saying that she endorses this, but I'll tell you what came to my mind. I was thinking that anybody, before they go into any department, first should go to the prayer department and pray. And spend time in prayer. I think that should be step one. Go there, start praying, and God will lead you to the next step. I'm just telling you, I'm not saying that was your, you gave me that, it just came to me. That's the first place you should be going to. You know? And there's no condemnation. I don't want to get up here and make everyone feel bad because they don't come to the prayers hour early before service or the corporate prayer. You know? You know, you can pray where you're at. God honors that. But I'll tell you something, when you're in the body and you're praying, there's power that's... Me and Billy Joe and a couple of other brothers here, George Washington there, we started meeting on Thursdays once a month over Mike Goldie's house to pray together. Just men praying. And any man's invited to come, we ask Curtis to come. You know? And the power of God comes in that time frame and shakes the house. Because we came together in agreement. And we'd be praying in tongues. Loudly, too. You get a bunch of men praying in tongues, see what happens. Lives are changing. You can do that wherever you're at. Just come together. Pray. Watch what happens with the power of God in your lives. God loves us so much, you guys. He gave each and every one of us a language that's our own language. And it has its place in heaven. It has its place here. Oh, if you just grab that, He loves you that much. God loves us so much that He gave us a place for our voice in heaven. And our voice has a place here. God loves us so much that He has a place in heaven that's just for you. And no one else can take it. This is what my father wanted me to give my family here. He wanted you to know that a few months ago I spoke and I said, you need to start praying more for your pastors. Pastor John, Pastor John, Pastor Jan. You need to pray for your leaders. I spoke a word from what God has gave me up there over this church. And it's not just this church that's being impacted. It's other churches too. But you're being moved into a different position. And you got to be ready, but your leaders got to be ready also. And everyone telling me, and I've only been going here a year, there's just a different movement that's happening in this church, and God is moving in a way that's very powerful in this church. Is that amens or not? Now, I'm not just saying this church. I'm saying other churches he's moving. But I know he's strategically moving this body into a place, and he's moving another body into a place, and he's moving another body into a place. But I'm going to tell you right now, unless we spend more time on our hands and knees praying for our leaders and this body and ourselves, when we get there, we may not be ready for what God wants us to do. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. We have to be ready. So this morning, my father is just saying, pray. Stop playing and pray. Stop playing and pray. In America, we have a lot of time to play. Some of you be working a lot, but when you don't work, you play. And I'm saying, pray. No, pray. No, I got to make sure some of you hear me, because some of you just heard play again. It's pray. And if you don't know how to pray in tongues, this church believes in praying in tongues. This body believes in praying in tongues. And it doesn't matter what all the other bodies believe, because if they don't want to pray, when they get there, they are. No, you guys just didn't hear me, did you? They're going to pray in tongues. They're going to speak in tongues. When they get there, they are. That's just the way it's going to be. Tongues doesn't get you in and it doesn't keep you out. But it does give you what God wants you to have. Everything that he wants you to have. Understand that. I'm going to have Pastor John come up and we're going to do an invitation. But before that, I want to pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for this morning. Yes, yeah, your morning. And you've given it to us. And we thank you for it. We thank you for your children. Because they're your children. You've made them that way. No one can take it away from them. They're your children. We thank you because you love them so much, Lord. And this morning, Lord, I'm hoping that what I shared with them about praying in tongues shows them how much you really love them, that you even give them their own language. Yes. And it's their language and no one else can have it but them. Father, open their insights even more to understand how much you have given them through the love that you have for them. That you not only have a place there for them, but you have a place here. That their voice has a place and their voice has a place here. Thank you, Lord, that no one on this entire planet is born here by accident. But they're born here for your purpose. Today, Lord, open their hearts and their minds and their souls just to receive your word in such a way that they understand when they leave this place, when they leave this building, that they have a job to do and that you have given them every tool that they need to accomplish that job. As a corporate body, Lord, help us have a mind of praying to you, spending time with you. Not only just spending time in prayer, but also spending time in the Word. Father, help us to understand how much you love us through both of these mediums, through praying and the Word. Help us to understand how important that is to you, that we understand and get it into us. Father, thank you. Father, there's those out there now that don't speak in tongues. And I'm asking you to grab their hearts right now and tell them that they can have that. There's those out there that may not know you as Lord and Savior. And before they can even have the tongues and that power, they need to know you. Grab their hearts right now and let them know that they can have that also. In your son's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. What we would like is you that want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Why don't we all stand first? Just stand. But you that want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this morning's message is for you in the sense that God loves you.
Yes.
And Jesus said he wants to go and prepare a place for you. I don't want you to come up here just because you don't want to go to hell. But that's what's going to happen if you don't. But to understand that there's something much greater than just not wanting to go to hell. You know, God has much more for you than that. So we would ask that those people come up that want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You that have never spoken in tongues, or if you speak in tongues but you don't speak a lot, just a little bit, every once in a while, you know, we want you to come up. We want you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What I was talking about is reality. See, all those other things are going to pass. This English language is going to pass away. But your heavenly language is never going to pass away. Whoa. Understand that. And you want that heavenly language. If you're born again, your spirit, the real you, that's who you really are, spirit, wants to be able to shout out in that heavenly language.
Yes, it
does. To praise its Father.
Glory.
So if you have not spoken in tongues before, you need to be born again. Or you don't speak in tongues enough, you guys. You guys know who I'm talking about. You only do it every great once in a while. I want you to come up this morning. God has something great for you. He will not deny you. And we have usher workers, altar workers rather, that will work with you. They'll take you to a room and help you understand this. If you have questions, I don't understand that Braxton guy. What are you talking about, these tongues? I thought it was of the devil. What are he talking about? I used to be in a denomination, and I used to be an associate pastor in there, and I used to teach it was of the devil too, you guys. Because I was taught it was of the devil. I had the devil all inside of me coming out in tongues. I mean, that's the way they told me. You know? Well, I must have prayed enough in tongues where I got my mind right. But you guys hear what I'm saying? God wants you to have it. He really wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. Some of you are struggling and you're wondering, why am I struggling? And he's saying, I got this gift for you, but you won't receive it from me. I've been trying to give it to you. He wants you to have it. So I'm going to ask you to come up now. Come up front. Receive what God has for you. Come on up. Just come up. Receive what the Lord has for you. I'm also going to pray for healing, but I want to get this out of the way. Those that want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, come on up. Want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and want to speak in tongues, come. Even if you don't know, say, I don't know. These guys will even go more into the scriptures for you. They will teach you even more. Some reason I need to wait for somebody. I need to wait for you. You know who you are. You're kind of going through your mind. Well, maybe I don't know why I don't want all those people looking at me. Okay, all you guys close your eyes so this guy can come up. You know? But this is your chance to receive something powerful. Ain't that right, church?
Yes.
This is something to receive something powerful. If you want to slip off into the room where no one else sees you like Nicodemus did, that's okay. Because it doesn't matter. God sees you still. It doesn't matter. You go ahead and slip off in that room and they'll help you understand what I just preached about this morning even more. Okay? I'm just saying that to you. But let's bow our heads and let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these that have come and those that know in their hearts that they should come, Lord. Lord, you made a way for them. Yes, right now, in the name of Jesus, I tell every demon, devil, and evil spirit to take your hands off those that are making this decision right now. You cannot have them. They're not yours. You did not pay anything for them. Yes, Lord. So, Father, I thank you right now that they have made their mind up not only to be born again, but also to receive this gift that you have given to us to have, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But also, Lord, you have given them even the ability to just say, okay, I want to know more about this. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you because they're your children. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So they'll take you there. And then I want to ask Pastor John to come back up, and we're going to dismiss service. But if you need prayer for healing or anything like that, I'm here this morning. I don't have Marilyn with me. So I may be calling people to help me. I move a little bit slower than she does when it comes to praying. I'm a counselor by trade, so I want to sit there for a long time. But we'll give it into Pastor John's hands. And if you need prayer for healing or anything, just come up and I'm willing to agree with you and pray with you about any situation. And again, I thank you as being my family, receiving us, you guys. You know, we've been overwhelmed. My wife hates to leave here because she hates to miss service at this church. That's a compliment to you guys. You know, she just doesn't like being not, even when we're out on the road, she would rather be here than there. You know, I'm just letting you know that. She loves it here. Pastor John.
Father, we just want to thank you for the message that you shared with us this morning through Dean, Father, about your love, about the grace and the mercy and the kindness that you have flowing toward us at all times, Lord. And when we turn our face to you, Father, and we open our arms and we open our heart, we can receive that. No matter where we're at or what we're doing, we can feel that love and that peace and that joy. Now, Father, I pray you bless these people as they go this afternoon. And, Lord, bless them, keep them safe, bring them back tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.